Here, back again every night at this same time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, indeed. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. And tonight we have an interesting guest. I'm sure you will agree. We're going to welcome your calls, and we're going to probe the subject that we will be talking about tonight. And that subject has to do with predictions and prognostications and how they come about. A gentleman who listened quite frequently and called quite frequently to my local program when I was doing it, and the local community here where I come from, would often quote this gentleman and suggest that he had a conversation with him, an interesting conversation, and what he was predicting would happen and what he had said had already happened and had predicted, particularly 9/11. And he said that someday I will introduce you to him and I will have him come on your national program. So that's what we have for tonight, this individual. And his name is Suleiman Edmondson, I believe, and he is from Vancouver, British Columbia, and he is with us on the line right now, I believe. Hello, are you there, Suleiman?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Rick, this evening?
Okay, I'm doing pretty well, sir, thank you. And you kept your word to come on the program tonight on this Wednesday night edition, so it's good to have you with me, and we'll just see how things go tonight. This is interesting because you... According to my friend, you had foreseen 9/11 coming, and what does that mean? How did you foresee it? What did you foresee? Did it play out exactly as you said it would?
Number one, I am originally from Los Angeles, California,
okay.
Born and raised there. I am just currently in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, basically led here because of the spiritual guides who told me to come this way because of what's going to be happening on the planet. Mm-hmm. In regards to 9/11, I saw the event on a level that was given to me spiritually as well as through other major sources that had access in regards to viewing the future on this particular planet. Right after the current President Bush had been elected, in February, I sent him a 14-page letter via Camp David with information in regards to the September incident. And I did not receive a reply. 4 months later, I sent a 8-page letter again urging that I be contacted in regards to my warnings about September, and I basically stated in both letters that Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., and the Pentagon would be attacked. I mentioned that it was going to be an aerial attack. I told President Bush specifically to select members from the Special Forces, Green Beret, etc., have them placed on the major roof areas in the areas that I just mentioned that were going to be attacked, and have them carry shoulder missiles.
All right, we have to take a break. Suleiman, you stay where you are. We'll pick up on this interesting note when we come back in just a few moments. Stay where you are. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America continues with our guest.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Hey, this is Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. I'd like to take this time again to remind you that you can live pain-free and without any inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and much more. Now, to order this amazing product, call 800-243-5242. That's all you have to do. Dial it tomorrow, 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. Well, our guest now is a gentleman by the name of Suleiman Edmondson, and he's in Vancouver right now. And Suleiman, you were just telling us that you had written Bush in the White House once and then again when you didn't hear anything, warning of this impending attack on America. And what happened during the second time when you wrote this second letter?
Rick, what transpired was that I was not contacted in regards to the urgent warning about 9/11. However, in both letters that I had sent to Bush via Camp David, there were other elements in the letters that had been recognized, acknowledged, and had been answered in various forms. 6 to 8 weeks before September the 11th incident, I was in the process of having my own radio show through an organization in Culver City called Westwood One Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And we were moving very strongly towards creating this particular show prior to September. And a prediction that I made in regards to the vice president at that particular organization took place. And what happened was that there was a disaster that occurred, which prevented me from coming on. Now, I wrote President Bush's father through the governor of Texas 6 to 8 weeks before the incident occurred, initiating the same warning, and the father, who had been president in 1990, had also been in receipt of predictions and letters from me prior to the United States getting involved in the war with Iraq and freeing Kuwait at the time. I was so accurate in my predictions that President Bush read a portion of my letter when he did the state address to the nation at that particular time. It's right up until the moment, the day before this disaster, 9/11, a gentleman at NBC that works on the news desk there right now attempted to get me on an NBC in Burbank, California,
uh-huh,
that night to initiate the warning. And a general manager named Mason refused to allow me to come on. When the incident occurred the following day, and the only city that was not hit was Los Angeles, everything else that I predicted occurred in accordance to what I wrote the U.S. government about,
uh-huh,
NBC would not allow me to come on that day because they were frightened over the fact that they did not allow me to come on the day before, and they thought that heads would roll. Now, Rick, what I wanted to do is to give your audience a rundown on the predictions that I have made that have come true, but I have predictions that are going to take place here in the future that you and your people need to hear and to react to. So could I just...
let's hear what you have predicted before and
okay,
have come to pass, and let us know about any predictions that have not come to pass,
exactly,
as you thought they were going to happen.
Okay. Well, as of November the 1st, 2004, I am 100% accurate to this moment. And on November the 1st, 2004, I was on Coast to Coast AM show,
mm-hmm,
with George Norrie and then later with Art Bell.
Yes.
And all the predictions that I made that's documented on that show, the day before the presidential election, everything is accurate. Now, those predictions that I have made that have manifested have been 9/11, the tsunami that hit South Asia, the re-election of Bush, the resignation of Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice being appointed to the Secretary of State, the murder and death of Yasser Arafat. He was, mm-hmm, actually murdered, and,
mm-hmm,
and there are individuals who know that, especially the Russian government at the moment. Pope John Paul II was poisoned. That information is going to surface in the years to come, and I want your listeners to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The murder and death of Princess Diana,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to speak a little bit more about that in a minute.
Right.
And I had predicted world plagues similar to SARS and the avian bird flu. And also, there is a major, major plague that is on the horizon, and it's getting ready to devastate millions of people on the planet. And the precursor to that, the warning to that, has been given by CNN and the CDC in regards to this flu virus that has been sent all around the world. It is a cover-up in regards to what is happening. Now, I would like to give your audience the opportunity to listen to the predictions that I have for the near future.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for them to get a pen, a pencil, and paper to write these down because they need to become aware of what is happening. They will see the domino effect of these particular predictions take place, and they need to know how to protect themselves, and that is why I'm on the show this particular evening. Number one.
Go right ahead. People can do that, and then we'll discuss them. Go ahead.
Okay, very good.
Sure.
And thank you, Rick, for allowing me this this opportunity. It's a very precious time for me to do it, and I deeply appreciate it. Number one, I am telling all the Christians, and I say that specifically in California, specifically Los Angeles, and the entire state of Florida, to flee as quickly as you can to areas that are going to be safe other than California and Florida. Number one, California. Major earthquakes coming to the Barstow areas and areas near Palm Springs, 7.2 on the Richter scale. In Northern California, Vallejo, 7.9. I also saw a tremendous tidal wave, at least a couple of miles high, striking the San Francisco Bay Area at night, around 10 or 11 p.m. at night, and it's either going to be caused by an asteroid that's going to strike the Pacific Ocean or a major earthquake. And the precursor or warning to this particular tidal wave is that winds will strike the San Francisco area and will be over 200 miles an hour, preventing the people in the city from returning to the suburbs. And then this horrific wave will strike, and the waters will rush all the way towards Sacramento. And when the waters recede, the only thing that's going to be left in the Bay Area is going to be the northern part of the Golden Gate Bridge. In regards to Los Angeles, everyone must keep their eyes and ears open towards what's happening in North Korea. The United States Air Force and its stealth fighter fleet is about to launch an attack against North Korea's nuclear facilities. North Korea is prepared to launch two black nuclear-tipped missiles. Remember that I'm saying that the missiles are black. One is going to strike Tokyo, and the other is going to strike Los Angeles. The strike that is going to hit Los Angeles is going to happen on a very bright, sunny morning between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning. The warning will be that at the University of Southern California, they will begin to remodel many of their brick buildings in that particular area, and there's going to be thousands of bricks all over the place on the campus of Southern California. When this missile comes across of the Pacific, and when it strikes and when it detonates, it's going to leave an area 50 miles in radius of destruction that's going to look like the surface of the moon, gray and white, and the magma of the earth is going to rise out of the circular, in the inner circle of that radius, and shoot about 2,000 or 3,000 feet in the air. And this is coming very, very rapidly. Florida, the veil of protection and grace that the United States once had has now been lifted because of what happened to Terry Schiavo. From the president to congressmen, senators, and judges who failed to protect her life, that was the last opportunity that the United States had a veil of protection. You are going to see great disasters hit Florida. Fires, sinkholes, inundated areas with water. And when the hurricanes come, there will be at least nine that's going to hit the Florida coast and the Gulf area. It will leave Florida looking like it had been devastated by nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. These things are coming. Now, the other thing that Florida must understand.
Let me ask you this now.
I'm sorry?
What is the time frame here
The time frame we're talking is now going into the end of 2005.
Basically this year.
Exactly. Season strikes this year, Florida will be completely and totally unprotected in terms of a spiritual grace. Not only that, when there is going to be an invasion of the United States initiated by Russia and China, Cuba, and several other Eastern Bloc countries, when this invasion takes place, it's going to take place on Christmas Eve. I want you to remember that super tankers are going to be used to move troops and armor into that particular area, especially coming from Cuba. It's going, as a matter of fact, many of the individuals who are now coming from Cuba and landing in Florida, many of the young men and women are actually agents.
All right, I've got to hold you there because we got another break, Suleiman.
Okay,
you stay right where you are, and we'll pick up on the other side of this. All right, I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, right here on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, we're back now on the program Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Rick Adams, and with me on the line is Suleiman Edmondson, and he is from Vancouver right now. And, if you'd like to participate, you got a question or a comment, jump in anytime, 800-313-9443 is the number. Suleiman, I'm going to just ask you a few basic questions.
No
now
problem.
That you've laid down the scenario and a number of prognostications, if you will, or predictions that you say are going to happen. Some of them, I think, you don't even need to have any advance warning of. We can see certain patterns emerging here and certain things that we could probably predict will happen within the next few months or years in the United States and in the world for that matter. However, would you classify yourself as some sort of a psychic? Is that basically what you refer to yourself as?
I actually have a title of World Event Psychic.
World Event Psychic. Now, who gave you that title? You came up with it, or?
Well, spiritually, it was given to me, and for me to manifest that particular name for myself, so that when I have the opportunity to speak on shows like this or speak to individuals, they don't ask me the mundane question, "Can you read me?" When psychics come into contact with other individuals and are forced to some degree to make readings of individuals, it becomes a very nasty scenario because of all the negativity. So what I have done is I place myself beyond that to concentrate and focus on world event, because at this particular time in the juncture of the world and the sojourn of humanity, we have reached the precipice of either continuation as a species or the complete and total eradication of the human race.
Well, now let me ask you this. Now, these are basic questions the man on the street, you know, would ask, obviously.
Sure.
How do you get these messages? How is it that you receive them and most people don't? And how do they come to you?
Okay, well, number one, I'm a mixture, Rick, of black, I'm Afro-American, mm-hmm. Portuguese, French, Cherokee Indian, and Irish.
Oh.
And both my mother and father, uh-huh. my mother was a black Portuguese born in Onset, Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
and my father in San Antonio, Texas, they both came from spiritual families that had reached a high evolvement of the individuals using their psychic abilities, very, very spiritual and religious-oriented human beings, and because of their DNA and because of their acts before me, I have been blessed with this particular gift, and I had learned at a very young age, around 3 or 4 years old, that I had this particular gift, and I began to master it. And every human being on the planet, as well as animals, have this ability to tune in to the spiritual forces and to receive this information.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, then. Do you feel that you have this gift, if you will, that is somehow bestowed upon you because of anything you have done or because of your relationship with God?
That's very astute, Rick. You're exactly right. From a very young age, I had visitations from angels, cherubs. I had extraterrestrial contact when I was around 4 or 5 years old that still continues today. I'm very steeped in the belief and the knowledge that there is an eternal living God, that the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ is the true and only begotten Son of God and our Savior. I believe strongly in the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and because of that, it has released me from the negativity and all of the pseudo-teachings on this particular planet, and it has allowed me to become a vessel of this particular knowledge, and everyone on the planet has the ability to do the same. And because of my constant periods of meditation and prayers and asking the Father in Heaven to allow me to become a vessel and a voice box to do his work on the planet, I receive this information. And those of us who ask the Father in Heaven and the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit for this blessing, we follow a path which is referred to as the Ezekiel Commission. When we receive visions in regards to future events that's going to affect mankind, we have the duty and responsibility of disseminating that information to the public as a whole without charging them any financial fees. If we do not, and if we fail to do so, then we become accountable on the day when we pass from this world and we stand before the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We become accountable for those individuals who passed away or died devastating scenarios that we could have warned people about where they could have protected themselves.
All right. We're up against the next break, and we'll have plenty of time to talk in the next half hour. So you stay where you are, Suleiman, and our listeners, if you'd like to chime in. Again, we're talking with Suleiman Edmondson from Vancouver. I'm Rick Adams. The program continues in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The past. Don't you people ever speak of the past?
Mr. Past?
Well, do they ever wonder about the future?
There's no future.
Nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, we are. All right. Radio Avenger Rick Adams, a very different program tonight, as you can see. Mara and I will have another special guest, and she is an editor, managing editor of Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, and that's Janet McMahon. She's going to be talking to us about AIPAC and the power it has over America today. And you stay tuned. We have some fascinating guests. Right now, we're speaking with a gentleman who refers to himself as a world event psychic, Suleiman Edmondson is his name, and we're trying to get some basic answers. He's lined out some pretty scary scenarios for America in particular and world events that we haven't even talked about yet. And I'm just asking some basic questions of you, Suleiman. We have people that want to ask you a question as well, and we'll go right to them in a moment. I'd just like to lay the groundwork and get an idea of where you're coming from, and people are probably asking themselves, well, does he consider himself someone like an Edgar Cayce or a Gene Dixon or someone like that? And what would you say?
I'm familiar with all the works of Edgar Cayce and Gene Dixon, mm-hmm. and they were blessed, you know, with the the gift of prophecy. I am trying to be as humble as I can in the graces that have been given to me, and I am blessed in being allowed to become a voice box and vessel for this information. And I pray daily, you know, that the information that is given to me is disseminated to help people on this particular planet. And I walk a very, very humble path. And that is why this reference in regards to World Event Psychic allows me the opportunity to say that the information that has been disseminated to me spiritually and on an extraterrestrial level has been given to me so that mankind can benefit from it.
All right. Now, you know, there are a number of Bible prophecies that are talked about all the time by many people, including many preachers. And, of course, you get two preachers together and see if they agree on what the Bible actually does say and what it doesn't say.
That's true.
And you'll find a lot of disagreement between them among certain events, not only in the future to come, but in the past. They don't even know who Israel is and who spiritual Israel is. They don't know anything about the real scriptures, and yet they're ordained ministers. And, of course, they're promoting, many of them, modernism and evolutionism, and they're promoting, you know, Christian Zionism, and they're promoting all of these other isms. And what they're doing, in my opinion anyway, is giving occasion for the world to blaspheme the gospel of Christ. And basically what they're doing is making a mockery out of the scriptures, and they're raking in big bucks doing it too. They're taking in a lot of money, some of these characters, you know.
They're
building up a little fortune, so that's where I'm coming from, and where I'm a little nervous about people that get into the prophecy business and get into the business of predicting the future. And I'm not saying that about you, but I'm just trying to be fair to everyone and try to play the role of moderator. You know, these questions lurk in the people's minds, you know, and I think it's a good thing that we have these discussions so people can feel free to question anybody or anything, and I think we should do that. I think that's a good thing.
I agree. I agree with you.
There's no question that, like I say, I'm not a prophet myself. I don't consider myself one, but I do see. I see some very scary times coming for the world, for the people who are not believers or do not understand what is going to come. And I think I can spell it out in one word. Maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you won't, but I think the word is judgment.
Exactly.
And that is about to befall America.
That's right.
As never before, in my opinion, because of the signs of the times.
That's right. Not only that, Rick, it shows how astute you are. And I was drafted into the service. As a matter of fact, I won a scholarship to the Air Force Academy.
When was this?
In 65.
1965?
Just before I was to go in, I was at the California Lutheran College at that time. And an organization by the name of Up With People came through, sponsored by World Rearmament, and they were looking for the top students all over the planet to be part of a peace movement at that time.
Uh-huh.
I gave up my scholarship, went to Mackinac Island, Michigan, was selected for the cast, and traveled for 3.5 years around the world, preaching peace on the planet that particular time. Matter of fact, Glenn Close was a good friend of mine that was part of the group.
I see.
And after I came out of that particular group, I was drafted into the Army. And people, I think, were angry because I gave up the scholarship to the Air Force Academy. And I received a top-secret clearance in the field of cryptography. And just before I was to be sent off to Nam, I was blessed by God to become a chaplain's assistant for a Catholic priest in South Korea. And every day that I was there, I was praying for peace on the world on my knees. When I finished my tour of duty in 1970, the very first month after that, I had the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Absolutely magnificent. And it prepared me for many things that are happening now. But in 1990, I had a visitation from the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. In regards to the statement that you just made to the people about the judgment and what's going to transpire in the future, you're exactly right. The Son of God told me three different times during a three-hour period in which he showed me the fallen angels, the field of judgment, the trials and tribulations on the world, how quickly he was going to come. He said, "Suleiman, do not be unprepared when I come." And right at the end of that visitation, Rick, I was speaking with him, and I heard the footsteps of a very large person behind me, and I turned around,
mm-hmm.
and there was this very large man, like about 6'4", 6'5", 250, 60 pounds. He had pure white hair parted in the middle. He had one of these triangular white beards, a white robe on. He was carrying a huge staff in his right hand with a lot of spiritual symbols. And in the left hand, he carried this book, and I knew that it was the Book of Life. And as I looked at him, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ said in a very stern voice, he said, "St. Matthews, go back. I am not going to send the last prophet to the earth." This was in 1990. Matthews turned around. He looked at me first, and he says, "Woe, woe unto the earth." He turned around, and he slowly walked away as if he was allowing the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ to change his mind. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ did not change his mind. And when I turned around and looked at the Son of God, he had this very stern look on his face, and he said to me for the last time, he said, "Suleiman, do not be unprepared when I come." And I have taken that to heart, because later I discovered is that in the book of Matthews and other books of the Bible, when the Son of God speaks to his disciples, he says, "I am going in my Father's house, there are many mansions, mm-hmm. and I'm going to prepare a place for you, a
yes.
place for a prepared people." And I am telling you this, Rick, that the return of the Son of God, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, is real, and it is imminent. That is why I'm on the show with you this evening. And as I talk with you, the Holy Spirit has come before me coming on your show, and there are people that are listening to your show this evening that have never listened to your show before and have been guided to your show for this information.
Okay, Suleiman, let's do this then. Let's invite callers now to get on board.
Sounds
and ask
good.
You whatever's on their mind, whatever they want to ask. This is truly uncensored Radio Free America. We're speaking with Suleiman Edmondson, who is a world event psychic. I'm Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. And our number is 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let's see, Doug has been patiently waiting from Texas. Hello, Doug.
Okay, Suleiman, what do you think about Cyrus Schofield and his interpretation of the Bible?
I'm not familiar with Cyrus. However, just from your...
Never heard of Cyrus Schofield?
This is a commentator
rapture
on the Bible.
Theory?
I didn't hear you.
He said the rapture theory, the rapture of the
okay,
church.
Okay, I was about to get to that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, on two of the late night shows, there was a individual that was speaking about the individual that he just spoke about. In regards to the rapture, there's a lot of people that have come on the air on a lot of these talk shows recently that are trying to say that the rapture does not exist, that it's been misinterpreted. What I have been told is that as of far back as 1969-70, the Father in heaven had sent the angels upon the earth to put the sign of the cross on his children of light, and that before the destruction, the devastation that comes to the earth, Armageddon and other things, the transitional change is going to come, there will be these angels that will come and initiate the rapture in taking those individuals out of this material realm and taking them into the spiritual realm, and I know for a fact that that is going to happen.
Do you believe in the rapture there?
Oh, without a doubt.
And what do you think, Doug, from Texas?
Well, I think this guy is a total fraud.
All right,
whatever.
You don't buy it, okay?
Well,
that's why we're on the air, to bring people together to talk about these things.
Right.
And you say what's on your mind.
Sure.
Doug, you're in Texas, right? Doug, you're in Texas?
Yeah.
Doug is in Texas. Yes.
Okay, Doug, to let you know that I'm not a fraud, number one is that you beware in Texas, because there's going to be an increase of a lot of terrorist attacks in Texas. Number two, what you need to do is jump on the computer and study what happened to the shuttle that exploded over Texas, and look at all the ramifications of it. The number of the shuttle was 107. It exploded over Palestine, Texas. You need to look at the date and the time, and then study the crew members that were aboard that represented the major nations on the planet and one from Israel.
I understand that. I've delved into that, and I thoroughly understand that. And I hate to be rude to your guest, Rick, since I'm a first-time caller.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we want people to be honest on this program. Say what you mean.
Total fraud.
Okay, you don't buy any of it?
No.
All right. Okay, that's fair enough.
Nice talking to you.
I appreciate your call. This is why we're on the air. We're not here to tell you what to believe, but for you to tell us what you believe, ladies and gentlemen, and that's fine. I think you can take it yourself, Suleiman, right?
Oh, yeah. Listen. I'm very strong.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what we're all about. And, I do this show only because I wish to be honest and an honest gatekeeper, and I want to just know the truth about everything.
Exactly.
And, you know, Jesus said that if ye want, obviously, you seek the truth, ye shall find it.
Right.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, in John 8:32. And
correct.
He meant free in every sense of the word.
Now, Rick, I'd like to tell your guests that there's a website called the Grassy Knoll.
Yes, the Grassy Knoll. All right.
And they have placed a lot of my predictions on it, along with the visitation that I spoke about from the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And, Doug, if you're still listening, I want you to go to that website and read about that visitation, because due to the fact that you were intelligent enough to call on the air to make the statement, I will still believe that the Holy Spirit led you to listen to the show. Rick, I wanted to, but before we went to another guest, there's
another
a plethora of predictions that I have that the people need to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know if I can do those now.
Go ahead. Do it right now while we
now, this one here, Rick, you're going to like, because it's similar to some of the quatrains that Nostradamus did, and it's a puzzle, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to be able to figure it out. Okay, this is a warning for the aristocracy in England. The serpent now stands at the foot of the English throne. Princess Diana's murder will not go unavenged. Those that perpetrated her murder will now fall from the curse of that murder. Queen Elizabeth will not live to enjoy her queenship. Plots by those who demand their right to rule England from the throne will remove her, but he who takes the throne after her demise will too be removed through treachery, and a false queen will capture the throne of England. She will be known as the manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, Michael Jackson, he's going to be convicted, he's going to commit suicide, and he will endanger his children. Reality television, an island is going to be purchased somewhere in the Caribbean, where a major television organization will begin to film men dressed in Roman gladiator attire, and these men will fight to the death. And it will be one of the shows that's going to be aired throughout the planet, and it's going to have one of the highest ratings. It is on the horizons. More UFO and alien contact, especially in British Columbia, Canada,
right,
India, and China. Gold will go over $1,800 an ounce by the year 2006. Between now and 2010, the wars on the planet will be for water and food. Those Americans need to look towards Canada for fresh water. The border between Mexico and the United States, it will become a battleground, and U.S. troops will be used to move the border back 200 miles, and this will happen within the next 18 to 19 months.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, USA will invade and war with both Syria and Iran after Israel initiates an aerial attack against Iran's nuclear facilities, and this is going to happen soon. When that attack occurs, the Arab countries will combine forces to go to war against Israel, and Russia and China will support those Arab countries. There will, when Israel begins to lose that conventional war, it will use nuclear weapons, and Armageddon, that is spoken of in the Bible, will manifest itself. And what's going to happen is that a nuclear weapon is going to be detonated in the ionosphere, and I saw a curtain of fire fall from the sky to the earth and obliterate the Middle East. predictions is that Pakistan, during the early morning hours of its rainy season, will launch 3 nuclear missiles and attack the Indian troops along the Kashmir border. This is going to take place at the height of a conflict over the Kashmir border, and both countries will annihilate each other using the nuclear weapons that each country has. In the United States, beware of major race wars that are starting to come, and if the protection in the United States continues to erode that protects all of America, all Americans, this race riot is going to occur, and that is going to be the catalyst for the invasion by Russia and China coming through Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida.
All right. Okay, more to come. Stay where you are. Suleiman, our guest, we'll be right back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We'll be back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Rick Adams here on Uncensored Radio Free America Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, here's a reminder again. You can live pain-free and without the inflammation that affects you, ladies and gentlemen, many of you in pain. You can thank Dr. Cass Ingram for that. And, you know, he's been our guest many times, and we'll be back regularly. Well, he's invented a new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis and agonizing pain and much more. Now, to order this amazing product, simply call 1-800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right. Not much time left on the program. We've got a few people that want to talk to our guest, Suleiman Edmondson. And hello first to Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney, quickly.
Yes, Mr. Edmondson. I noticed earlier you were commending different persons who had the gift of prophecy, and you mentioned Gene Dixon. I wondered if you were aware that it's admitted that Gene Dixon was a CIA. Were you aware of that? That's admitted and documented. She was a CIA, and many of her prophecies, or whatever you want to call them, they were given to her via CIA.
Well, you know what? I wasn't aware that Gene Dixon was part of the CIA. However, I know that the CIA has had access to futuristic events for a long time. There's a lot of classified material that I had access to with my top secret clearance, and Gene Dixon was fed certain information. But Gene Dixon also was a very spiritual person, just like Edgar Cayce, and there are others that are out there. One cannot negate the fact that the Godhead and the spiritual force is more powerful than the CIA, and you can have access to it. There's a gentleman by the name of Major Ed Dames who worked for the U.S. government for 20 years in terms of remote viewing. And what remote viewing is, it's the initial phases, the beginning of receiving spiritual information, and they have been very successful with that.
All right, Rodney, thank you for your call. We don't have much time, so 1 minute for our next caller. That'll have to be our last right now because we're out of time. That's Scott from Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, go right ahead.
How you doing, Scott? Good. I've enjoyed your interview. And I look forward to the future to, you know, map out. You're a brave individual to come out and and be so upfront about your visions and about your predictions. And, you know, I've had similar things, and Rick knows that. Rick knows me, and
I can tell just by hearing your voice. You're very intuitive, and you're very accurate, and I don't want to leave the listeners and Scott, you know, with just negative side. The good side is Holy Spirit is going to start giving major visions of truth to every individual on the planet that's opened up to the Godhead.
Well, I'm impressed about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I've had similar experiences.
Guys, we're out of time.
Thank you, Rick.
Scott, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for being on the program.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you. Okay, thank you. Suleiman Edmondson, World Event Psychic. Hey, I'm Rick Adams. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, out of time. See you tomorrow night. Same station, same network, same time. Good night.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.